This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. Hello, Mark.
Hey there, Dave.
This time around, we look at a new program involving Health Insurer Neighborhood Health Plan. It's called Integrity. Our guest to talk about this is Neighborhood's president and CEO, Peter Marino. Pete, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
In general, describe the setup of this Integrity plan and who is it going to serve?
The Integrity plan is designed to serve folks who are eligible for both Medicaid and Medicare. They're either elderly, 65 years and older, or economically disadvantaged and disabled. There's about 30,000 folks in the state that meet that criteria. And the idea behind this initiative is to really help manage their care in a way that hasn't been done before. They have to navigate two different systems, Medicaid and Medicare, and they do that independently. With this, Neighborhood is able to help guide them and navigate them through the process to help manage their care. They'll get better care, and it'll be at a price that we can all afford.
What are the challenges you see with this population? I mean, is it distributed throughout the state? Is it, you know, are they easy to access? Are they in the system well already in managing their own care, or is that really part of the big issue here?
Well, it's a challenge across the country to make sure that these folks get adequate care. They are distributed fairly across the state, but our challenge is to make sure that we can identify their needs clearly and work with them to make sure that they can navigate these two very complex systems, Medicaid and Medicare. And so we invest a significant amount of resources to reach out to them, to make sure that we identify their needs, and to help them access the care they need.
Would these be people who may still be working and may still be getting some benefits from their companies?
They're not likely to be working. They are likely receiving benefits in some cases. It depends on what the situation is. Some are in nursing homes. Some are in assisted living. Others are in the community like you would expect if you walk down the street. You probably run into somebody who would be eligible.
Do they have existing healthcare providers, or are some of these the kinds of folks who in the past had been sort of left out on the sidelines?
It's probably a combination, Mark. I think first you do have folks who are accessing the healthcare system, but they're doing it in a very fragmented way. They have to figure out what Medicare is, what programs are eligible under Medicare, what services. Then they have to go through the process to see what Medicaid may or may not cover. So it's important that our role is going to be to help coordinate that. And that'll make sure that their care is more effective and in the bottom line will be improved.
This almost sounds like, you know, one of the big terms of art today is the patient-centered medical home, which is based in a medical practice. It almost sounds like you're the medical home through this program for these folks.
Well, that's an interesting analogy. I mean, Neighborhood has always been, since it was established 20-some-odd years ago, that it's a member-first organization. And we think about what it is that the member needs. And so our role is to connect them with the right doctor to maintain those relationships so that they continue to get the great care. So it's a hands-on approach to make sure that members get the care they need.
And that's one of the big issues, right, is maintaining that relationship, you know, talking about preventative medicine, especially, you know, for chronic situations, right? That's one of the big issues here.
Absolutely. You know, certainly folks are dealing with some pretty complex healthcare needs. And in order to make sure that they get good care is that they have to stay consistent, and our care managers work with them to make sure that they're getting continuous attention so that they get the care they need.
Neighborhood Health Plan is the only health insurer involved with the Integrity setup. Why is that?
Well, in Rhode Island, yes, Neighborhood Health Plan of Rhode Island is the only plan. The state did put out an RFP. We were the one that responded. It's consistent with our mission that we have had since we're in our existence, which is serving at-risk populations. This is a very complex group of folks that really need a lot of attention. And so we've been willing to make the significant investment necessary. The state's been a great partner to make sure that we can work together to design the program. And then lastly, we've got great providers out there, whether it's nursing homes or assisted living facilities, and our great primary care system. That's one of the reasons why Rhode Island does well when you look at the rankings in healthcare performance.
Do you see the things that you're going to learn from implementing Integrity as something that you can, or different pieces of which you can apply to the rest of your business?
In some ways, I think it might be the other way around. We've learned a lot with the Medicaid business that we've been involved in over the years. It requires a member-first-centric perspective. It requires a hands-on approach. Our bread and butter, or our secret sauce, is really having a hands-on approach to dealing with the care of members. I think that translating into helping these folks that are dual-eligible for this program, I think that's where we will benefit the most and see the most success.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. Our guest is Neighborhood Health Plan President and CEO Peter Marino. Do you anticipate the integrity setup leading to perhaps more employment?
Well, it certainly is something we've had to invest in. There's a lot of new regulations and requirements that the federal government requires of us to make sure that we have the appropriate staffing. And we've had significant growth in our staff to be prepared to take on these new members.
At what level?
Over the last year and a half, Neighborhood overall has grown by almost 200 positions. So that's nearly double. A good portion of that has been related to bringing on new care managers, housing specialists, growing our member services folks, the folks who answer the phone and deal with members when they have a concern, the nurses that are on the floor when they have to work with the member to make sure they're taking their medications or connecting with their doctors. So it's been a significant growth for Neighborhood. In fact, the Providence Business News noted that we were one of the fastest growing businesses in the region.
Some of that seems to come out of the Affordable Care Act, right? You know, the individual market, which previously had been served only by Blue Cross, you guys have jumped in. And in fact, I think you're the largest plan in that, in the state, the largest insurer in that piece of the market. Is that right?
We're approximately half the market in the exchange right now in Rhode Island. We have somewhere in the neighborhood of about 18,000 members that are in the exchange. And those folks get a similar level of what I would describe as concierge service from Neighborhood. But the Affordable Care Act also expanded the Medicaid eligibility, and that certainly had an impact on what we needed to do to staff up and make sure that we can service them well and work with those providers to make sure that they were able to provide access and good care.
So 5 years ago, how many members did you have compared with today?
Well, I'll put it more than 2 years ago because the Affordable Care Act is a recent phenomenon. We had about 100,000 members about 2 years ago. We're now at 185,000 members.
I was wondering, how are you going to measure the performance of the Integrity program?
Well, we look at it from a number of different ways. First and foremost is to make sure that we're providing really accurate assessments of the needs of our members. So that's an important piece because then we can really coordinate the care that they need to have. So we want to make sure we do those assessments on time and that they're thorough. That's been a challenge across the country when other plans have tried to implement an MMP, a Medicaid, Medicare plan. But more importantly, it's certainly a financial demonstration as it's described by the federal government, and we need to work towards closing the gap of what the costs are and the revenues that come with it. We're expecting that working over the next couple of years, that we will certainly be able to drive costs lower than what the state's been experiencing since these folks have been operating under a fee-for-service system for the last 50 years.
Now, would that save the state money or the federal government money or both?
It'll be three. It'll be the federal government, it'll save the state money, and if we're successful, Neighborhood will also save some money. And what we usually do with those resources is reinvest them into the system so that we can make sure that the system has their resources to help folks.
Neighborhood Health Plan President and CEO Peter Marino has been the guest on The Bottom Line. Pete, thanks for coming in.
Well, I appreciate you having me.
Thanks, as always, to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Great to be here, as always, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.